The toll rises in Sunday's airliner crash in Iran. SAFE files comments on FAA's proposed helicopter rules. And it must be a recovery. The airshow sponsors are returning. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, January 12, 2010. The number of people fatally injured in a Boeing 727 accident in northwestern Iran Sunday evening has risen to 77, according to officials there. 106 people are now reported to have been on board at the time of the accident. The Voice of America reports the aging airliner broke into several pieces when it went down during an off-airport emergency landing close to Uramaya, which is near the Turkish border, about 430 miles northwest of Tehran. Reuters reports the weather at the time of the accident was zero visibility and snow and fog. Iran has ordered an investigation into the accident. The government has blamed U.S. sanctions against the country for preventing it from purchasing newer airplanes and spare parts after several of the country's recent airline accidents. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has submitted a comprehensive response to the FAA's Notice of Proposed Rulemaking on Air Ambulance and Commercial Helicopter Operations. The principal authors of the response included SAFE members Mike Coligny, a five-time master instructor, and Randy Rolls, the country's first master instructor helicopter and chair of the Helicopter Association International Flight Training Committee. Among its arguments, SAFE supports the mandate that all pilots who conduct air medical operations must hold an instrument rating appropriate to the category and class aircraft they fly. Conversely, SAFE does not believe the FAA should mandate helicopter terrain awareness and warning systems in lieu of other proven technologies such as night vision. SAFE's comments were submitted before the closing of the comment period on Monday. Here's a sign there's an economic recovery underway. The Commemorative Air Force announced this week that Western National Bank will return as the exclusive presenting sponsor for the next 5 years of its air show. The event CAF modestly bills as the best warbird show in America returns to the skies October 8th and 9th this fall above Midland International Airport between Midland and Odessa, Texas. CAF President Stephen Brown says the bank has recognized, quote, that the CAF provides world-class entertainment for families, and they are ensuring that we can continue to do so with their strong 5-year commitment. Their support also allows us to provide this entertainment at family-friendly prices while we continue our mission of honoring American military aviation. We are very grateful to Western National Bank, unquote. The show will feature educational and youth outreaches and is expected to include over 100 aircraft. Up next on ANN, DOT warns airlines toe the line on code share disclosure. Photos of China's stealth fighter were probably leaked intentionally. And the Kepler mission discovers another planet. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Aviation Enforcement Office has provided guidance to airlines and ticket agents about the requirement to notify passengers if a flight they're selling is being operated under a code-sharing arrangement. The new law makes it clear that when a consumer requests an airline itinerary on the Internet, any code-sharing arrangement must be included on the same screen and next to the itinerary. On some websites, you don't see the code-sharing notice unless you click on a link or hold your cursor in just the right place. DOT says the disclosure needs to appear next to the flight without requiring some trick to see it, and says it will give the airlines 60 days to get that fixed, then start enforcement action. DOT also reminded airlines they're responsible for the compliance of their ticket agents. and warned ticket agents that provide internet ticket sales software to travel agents that they must ensure that the software is in compliance with DOT's rules, including the code share disclosure requirements or risk enforcement action. Experts say it's pretty obvious that photos and videos of China's J-20 stealth fighter, which the Chinese government says will be a direct rival to the F-22, have been leaked intentionally ahead of an official visit by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Analysts say the Chinese military is usually very secretive about new weapons and systems in development. In this case, the Wall Street Journal reports bloggers in China had very detailed information and photos, and they weren't scrubbed from the web quickly, as has happened in previous unintentional leaks. The J-20 has reportedly conducted high-speed taxi tests, but is not yet flown. The Pentagon cut funding for the F-22 back in 2009, and Gates said at the time he did not believe China would have a direct competitor until at least 2020. Analysts now tell the Wall Street Journal they foresee China deploying the J-20 as early as 2018. NASA's Kepler mission has confirmed the discovery of its first rocky planet, named Kepler-10b. Measuring 1.4 times the size of Earth, it's the smallest planet ever discovered outside our solar system. The discovery is based on more than 8 months of data collected by the spacecraft from May of 2009 to early January of 2010. Kepler's ultra-precise photometer measures the tiny decrease in a star's brightness that occurs when a planet crosses in front of it. The size of the planet can be derived from these periodic dips in brightness. The distance between the planet and the star is calculated by measuring the time between successive dips as the planet orbits the star. Read more detail on some of the other extraordinarily precise measurements which led to the discovery of Kepler-10b in the text version of this story, dated January 11th at arrow-news.net. Still ahead, beefed up main gear legs for the Super Cub get an STC. Rusty Valco moves up at Angel Medflight. And what's in a name or a number? You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero briefing for Wednesday, January 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has awarded an STC to Cubcrafters for its new 3x3 landing gear. It's available as a modification for all PA-18 Super Cubs. The new design moves the wheels 3 inches forward and 3 inches lower than stock gear, and increases the strength of the gear system as a whole. The gusseted axles are machined from solid 4130 steel and welded to larger diameter, thicker walled main tubes extending from the fuselage attach points. Angle of attack is improved, and weight is transferred further aft of the main wheels. The gear increases prop clearance and takeoff performance while allowing pilots to brake harder and therefore land in a shorter distance. Despite moving the main gear farther ahead of CG, ground handling improvements are also claimed. Cubcrafters owner Jim Richmond observes, quote, "Some older 180 horsepower Cubs tend to be a little heavy in the nose, and this really takes care of that. It's easy to handle on the ground, and you can really stomp the brakes," unquote. At this year's annual takeoff and landing competition held in Valdez, Alaska, Paul Klaus, piloting a stock Cubcrafters Carbon Cub SS equipped with the new 3x3 gear, handily won the experimental class by landing in 69 feet with no wind, to pair with his takeoff distance of 64 feet. The STC 3x3 gear kit sells for $2,250 complete. Air medical transportation company Angel Medflight Worldwide Air Ambulance has promoted Rostislav Rusty Valco to Chief Operations Officer with responsibility over company-wide operations. CEO Jeremy Freer announced the move and says Rusty knows the company. Quote, "His management and organizational skills are inspirational to our team. He holds himself to very high standards, and our patients will benefit from his commitment to excellence, unquote. Valco was hired at Angel MedFlight in February of 2009 as Information Technology Manager and quickly promoted to Chief Information Officer. As CIO, he was credited with customizing the Salesforce.com CRM platform to suit the needs of Angel MedFlight's worldwide medical transportation operations. Angel MedFlight has seen record growth in the past 2 years and was named Arizona's third fastest-growing private company by the Arizona Corporate Excellence Awards in September of 2010. And finally today, runway 18 right 36 left at Tampa International Airport has been closed for a bit, but there's a good reason. A shift in the Earth's magnetic north pole towards Russia has required renaming the runway. The runway is scheduled to reopen tomorrow as 19 right 1 left. The airport's east-west runways will be closed later this month for a similar adjustment. FAA spokesman Paul Takamoto tells Fox News that adjusting a runway is rare, even though the planet's magnetic poles move a few degrees each year. He offered assurances that there will be no effect on safety, leaving numerologists to move on to fretting about the 23 enigma. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Swift Fuel VP and engineer John Rusek about the new biofuel that may replace 100 low-lead at a pump near you within 2 years. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.